KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a chance for scattered flurries this afternoon and a high of 29. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, authorities in Adams County say a car reported stolen from an undisclosed location in Cass County on February 2nd was recovered Tuesday morning in a ditch west of Prescott. The vehicle was found near the intersection of 150th and Orange Streets. The four-door Mercury has since been returned to its owner. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Adams County Sheriff's Department at 641-322-4444. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities say a Council Bluffs man has committed suicide in his jail cell in Pottawatomie County. County Sheriff Jeff Danker said Shaughnessy McKnight cut his night with a razor Wednesday night at the county jail. Danker said McKnight also did push-ups before and after in an attempt to pump the blood out faster. The staff had given the 43-year-old McKnight a razor for shaving. Inmates have the razors for 15 minutes before guards collect them. Another inmate in the cell noticed McKnight's condition and alerted staff. Danker said McKnight fought off staff who tried to treat him, and he had to be handcuffed and shackled before being sent to a nearby hospital where he later died. McKnight was being held on federal charges of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and counterfeiting. A Villisca man was arrested last night in Montgomery County on an OWI charge. Sheriff's officials say 44-year-old Ronald Borum was arrested as a deputy responded to an unknown situation call at Borum's residence. Borum was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday two recent arrests. On Wednesday, 30-year-old Keith Allen Wilson II of Glenwood was arrested in Glenwood on a warrant for a probation violation. Wilson was being held in the Mills County Jail on $5,000 bond. And on Tuesday of this week, deputies in Mills County arrested 56-year-old Stephen Craig Severin of Glenwood for driving while barred. Severin's bond was set at $1,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday two arrests occurred over the past couple of weeks. This past Monday, 41-year-old Pedro Quintanilla Flores of Lenox was arrested for driving while barred. He was also cited for no registration and no proof of insurance. His arrest occurred after he was pulled over for allegedly speeding. And back on February 2nd, 22-year-old Derek Martin of Creston was arrested in Adams County following a traffic stop on Highway 34. Martin was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense and for driving while suspended. He'd been brought to the Adams County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. One person was sent to the hospital following an apartment fire Thursday morning here in Atlantic. Firefighters were called to 802 Maple Street at around 8 a.m. We spoke with Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese after the firefighters had pretty much gotten things under control, and he said the incident had been reported by a resident in a neighboring apartment.
They had smelled smoke this morning and couldn't get the apartment owner or the resident there to answer the door, so they called in. When we arrived here, Officer Erickson of the police had gone up and couldn't get him to come out either. Finally made entry, and then we had fire come up the backside and made entry in as well. Got the gentleman out that lives there. He's been taken to the hospital for observation. Got the rest of the apartments. Everybody's out and fine. Right now it appears the stove area is what was on fire, but I haven't had to talk to him. I don't know whether he was cooking something or falling asleep or what had happened, but looks like it had spread up a wall and into the ceiling.
The house held four apartments, three of which were believed to have been occupied by a total of six residents. The other occupants were uninjured and were expected to have returned to their apartments. The Atlantic Fire Department was on the scene for about 45 minutes. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And checking our funeral announcements, Leonard Joseph Mike, age 56, of Audubon, died Monday at his home in rural Audubon. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Mike will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Bernice Cecilia Sweeney, age 92, of Harlan, died February 8th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Bernice Sweeney will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Elaine Kenty, age 94, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Elaine Kenty will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Sheila Ann Hopp, age 68, of Harlan, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Sheila Hopp will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Catherine Johnson, age 72, of Fontenelle, died December 19th. Memorial services for Catherine Johnson will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. A luncheon will follow the service at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Timothy James Glenn, age 30, of Winterset, died Monday. A memorial service for Timothy Glenn will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Redfield American Legion Hall. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Joyce McConley, of age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A graveside service for Joyce McConley will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael Dennis, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Michael Dennis will be on Monday at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sean Lee Gustin, age 42, of Cumming, died Wednesday. Services for Sean Gustin will be held on February 25th, that's 1 week from this coming Monday, at Lutheran Church in Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines, beginning at 10 a.m. Hamilton Funeral Home in Des Moines has the arrangements. And Floyd Spry, age 74, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Floyd Spry are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. The Sky Scan forecast is next.